Yes, I promised myself that every time I stand here.
Jeg lovde hver gang jeg står her.
I must say thank you for having us as a church in your building.
Jeg må si takk for at dere har oss som kirke I deres bygning.
And we really appreciate being here.
Vi setter stor pris på å være her.
And last year,
I fjor,
you were very kind and generous to support a youth work that I lead in Kenya.
Dere var veldig gode og generøse som støttet ungdomsarbeid som Paul har I Kenya.
Yeah, and I wanted to be among like those who come back to say thank you for doing it.
Jeg vil være blant de som gjorde det for å si takk til dere.
And we just show a short video, 1 minute, for you to see what we do and what the money you gave to contributes to. Welcome.
Her får vi se en kort 1 minutts video av hva deres penger har gått til.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
Yeah, thank you. That's just Yeah, so we do camps, 3 camps in a year.
Vi har 2-3 leirer I løpet av et år.
We have over 600 youth attending in each of those camps. So that's almost 2,000 youths in camps in a year.
Hvor vi 600 ungdommer som kommer på hver leir, så det nesten 2,000 ungdommer som kommer hvert år.
Yeah, we are also supporting education for girls.
Vi støtter utdanning for jenter.
So we have 5 girls in our program now.
5 jenter I programmet nå.
Who come from difficult backgrounds that if it's not for the small support we give them, they will not be in school.
Så kommer fra vanskelige situasjoner og bakgrunner, så hvis det ikke hadde vært for vår støtte, så hadde det ikke vært det.
But we give more than the financial support.
Vi mer enn økonomi.
We give mentorship. So we meet them every school holiday, just to 2 days. We take them for a retreat. We sit down with them just to talk to them, to hear them, and to encourage them, pray with them, and tell them that you are not alone. There is someone here to support you in your journey in life.
Vi gir dem mentorskap og lederskap, hvor de får møtes med oss, hvor vi støtter dem med de sin reise I livet.
Yeah, and then finally we have a small fund where we support those youth who have no job, but they have a skill. Like the one you saw, is able to repair people's shoes to make money for a day. And instead of using his hand, he needed a machine. Now he's able to actually make new shoes. Apart from repairing with the machine, I can make new shoes, sell, and increase his income.
Ja, vi har også et lite funn hvor vi kan gi penger til folk som ikke har jobb, men som har ferdigheter. Som han I videoen som kunne fikse sko, nå har han fått maskinopplegg til å kunne lage nye sko til andre.
So, thank you for giving.
Tusen takk for det dere har gitt.
Yeah. Let's go to the preaching. That was not my my assignment here today.
Ja, nå skal vi inn I forkynnelsen, folkens.
I just want us to share the word of God.
Jeg vil at vi skal dele Guds ord.
From the book of Mark, chapter 4.
Fra Markus 4.
I've entitled my sharing, Prepare the Soil.
Vi har lagt titlen, Forbered jorda.
Yeah, maybe you can give us the first slide. Yeah, thank you. One of the most terrifying verses that I read from the Bible as a parent is the book of Judges chapter 2, verse 10.
En av de skumleste versene jeg leser fra Bibelen som en forelder er Dommerne 2:10.
And my co-preacher will read it in Norwegian.
Yeah. Snart var hele dette slektsleddet forent med sine fedre. Etter dem vokste det opp nytt slektsledd som hverken kjente Herren eller visste hva han hadde gjort for Israel.
So I have two questions for myself and in extension to us today.
Jeg har to spørsmål for meg og for alle dere som her I dag.
What happened?
Hva skjedde?
And can this happen to us?
Kan dette skje med oss?
If yes, what can we do to avoid going the same route?
Hvis det så, hva kan vi gjøre for å unngå den stien?
The Bible is talking about the third generation after Egypt.
Bibelen snakker om den tredje generasjonen etter slaveri I Egypt.
The first Moses generation who came from Egypt, all of them died in the desert in the 40 years they were going round and round, apart from Caleb and Joshua.
Den første generasjonen som ble tatt ut av Egypt døde I ørkenen med unntak av Josua og Caleb.
The second generation is the generation that came into the promised land.
Den andre generasjonen som kom inn I det lovede land.
They are the ones who started enjoying the goodness of the land.
De som fikk nyte I godheten I det lovede land.
Now this verse is talking about the third generation, those who were born in this welfare, in this goodness of the land.
Nå snakker vi om den generasjonen som ble født inn I den overfloden, I den godheten I det lovede land.
And sadly, the Bible says that this generation did not acknowledge God and they didn't even remember what God had done for the people before them.
Og Bibelen sier at denne generasjonen hverken anerkjente eller kjente den guden som hadde gjort det for generasjonen før de.
And to find out probably what happened,
og for å finne ut hva som har skjedd,
maybe we can get some insights from the parable of the sower.
Kanskje vi kan få litt innsikt fra såmannen.
And here we have, I think, I'll talk about three points.
Vi skal snakke om tre poeng.
We have the seed,
vi har frø,
which represents the gospel,
som representerer Guds ord eller evangeliet.
The word of God.
Ja, Guds ord.
The gospel.
Evangeliet.
Not activities.
Ikke aktiviteter.
Not fun.
Ikke å ha det gøy.
But the gospel, the word of God.
Men evangeliet, Guds ord.
If there is a concern I have today,
hvis det en bekymring jeg har I dag,
is that we are giving less and less and less time to the gospel.
At vi gir mindre og mindre og mindre tid til evangeliet.
More time to activities and having fun.
Mer og mer tid til aktiviteter og ha det gøy.
We are so busy, we have no time for the word, for the gospel.
Vi så travle at vi ikke tid for Guds ord, for evangeliet.
Don't be surprised when Bible knowledge today among Christians and believers is so low, very shallow.
Ikke bli overrasket når troende nesten har ingen bibelkunnskap.
Why? Because we don't spend time.
Hvorfor? Jo, fordi vi bruker ikke tid.
And it's now worse to our children and the next generation.
Og det verre for våre barn og neste generasjonen.
They go to school Monday to Friday.
De går på skole mandag til fredag.
But how much time are they spending exposed to the gospel, to the word of God, which is the seed?
Men hvor mye tid bruker de eksponert til Guds ord som frø?
And if we don't have enough seed,
og hvis vi ikke har nok frø,
don't expect a big harvest after 15 years.
Og ikke forvente en stor innhøstning etter 15 år.
It's the principle of nature.
Det naturens principle.
If you sow little, you will harvest little. It's just a matter of time.
Hvis du sår lite, så vil du høste lite. Det helt naturlig.
Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 32,
Jesus sier I Johannes 8, 32,
that they will know the truth and the truth will set them free.
At de vil kjenne sannheten, og sannheten skal sette de fri.
But if we have little time to teach them the Bible at church and at home, how will they know the truth which will set them free?
Men hvis vi har så lite tid I kirka og hjemme til å fortelle om evangeliet, hvordan kan den sette de fri?
Because what they hear and what they spend more time and where the seeds are more being sown is the voices from the internet, the voices from school, and the voices from society, and that is what we will reap in the coming years.
Man bruker mye tid på internet, på samfunnet, på skolen, og det det vi kommer til å høste.
And what are they getting from there? Sometimes they are getting lies.
Og der finnes sannhet, nei, løgn.
And when you repeat a lie 1,000 times, it seems like the truth.
Og hvis du gjentar en løgn mange nok ganger, så blir det blir opplevd som sannhet.
The farmer went out with seed. The farmer went out with seed.
Ja, så man gikk ut med frø.
How much seed do we have?
Hvor mye frø har vi?
Then he talks about number two, the sower, the one sowing, the farmer.
Så nummer to snakker vi om såmannen.
And this one represents everyone who goes out with the seed, or which is the gospel.
Det representerer alle som går ut med evangeliet.
Yeah, the preacher, the Sunday school teacher, the youth worker, the Christian parent who reads and teaches the Bible to his children or her children at home.
Det forkynneren, det læreren, det ungdomsarbeideren, det foreldre, det alle som forkynner evangeliet.
This is the believer in Christ who shares the gospel with colleagues at work and neighbors across the road.
Dette den troende som forkynner evangeliet med kolleger og med naboen.
And all of us have been called to be sowers of the gospel, which is the word of God.
Og vi alle kalt å være såmenn for evangeliet.
But how can we sow what we don't have in the hand?
Men hva kan vi så hvis vi ikke har noe I hånda?
And that is why getting the gospel, getting the word, spending more time, putting more seeds in our hands is the best place to start.
Og det derfor det beste stedet å begynne få mer frø I hånda. Ta inn evangeliet.
So that when we get the opportunity, we can sow the seed.
Så vi får muligheten, så kan vi så.
And then lastly, the Bible gives the various soils that represent people's response to the seed.
Og til slutt, så det de forskjellige jordene som representerer responsen vi har til frø.
Yeah, you can give me the next slide. Just to put this in perspective.
For sette det I perspektiv.
Because my friend here reminded me that some of us maybe we were born and grown up in Oslo. We don't know so much about farming.
Ikke alle som bor I Oslo så kjent med gårdsbruk og sånn.
Yeah, but today you have a preacher who grew up in the village. I told you last time.
Ja, nå har dere en forkynner som har vokst opp.
And we did a lot of planting.
Ja, og de planta mye.
And you know many times when we read the parable of the sower,
når vi leser det om såmannen.
We think that there are different types of soils. There's a soil here and another one here and a good soil there.
Vi tror liksom at det her det dårlig jord, her det dårlig jord, og der det god jord.
But my experience as a farmer when I was young is that this represents just one farm with all this in one place.
Men etter min erfaring så dette på alt på en gård hvor du finner de forskjellige typene jord.
And when we used to farm in Kenya,
og når vi pleide å drive gårdsbruk I Kenya,
we had, you know, paths crossing our farm.
Vi hadde mange veier som gikk på kryss og tvers av gården.
Because, you know, people make shortcuts when they want to go to their home.
For folk tar snarveier.
And once one makes the path, the next person will follow, the third one will follow. Soon before you know, there is a very hard path cutting across the farm.
Ja, en etter en gjør det at denne veien, stien blir bare hardere og hardere.
And then in the same farm, there is always thorns and bushes that grow.
Og på den samme gården så det torner og tistler som vokser.
It's natural. If you don't do anything to control them, they have the soil, they have the nutrients, they will grow. They are always there.
Hvis vi ikke gjør noe for å kontrollere det, så kommer de til å vokse. De alltid der.
And in our farm, at least we had stones and rocks in the whole farm.
Og på vår gård så hadde vi også steiner på hele gården.
But the one thing I didn't see was the good soil.
Men en ting jeg så, det var den gode jorda.
Do you know why?
Vet du hvorfor?
Because the good soil comes out of this tree.
Si det på nytt.
The good soil comes out of the three soils.
For den gode jorda kommer fra de tre andre.
Because as the farmer,
på grunn av som,
I come and I look at my farm.
Jeg kommer og ser på gården.
And then I see the path that people have made around my farm.
Så ser jeg den veien som folk har gått på.
So the first thing I do, I go and fence the land.
Det første jeg gjør, jeg setter opp et gjerde rundt.
And I say, from today, nobody's allowed to walk and cross my farm because I have a plan for this farm.
Og så sier jeg, her kan ingen gå lenger, for her har jeg en plan.
Then I must cut the bushes away and clear the land.
Og så må jeg kutte ned alle buskene og tornene.
And then I start digging the land, and if there are stones and rocks, I have to break them and take them away.
Så man begynner å grave, og så finner steiner, og dytter de vekk, og knuser
de. So that finally I can prepare the good soil for sowing the seed.
Så til slutt jeg kan forberede den gode jord, sånn at frøet kan vokse.
And that's how the process goes.
Yeah.
And that's how the process goes.
Det er sånn prosessen er.
And this is what Jesus is reminding us.
Dette var Jesus minner oss på.
When we think about the next generation, our children and the youth,
når vi tenker på neste generasjon, våre ungdommer.
What can we do so that we come to harvest good Christians and we come to harvest a generation that knows the Lord and acknowledges the Lord?
Hva kan vi gjøre for høste generasjonen som kjenner Herren?
My suggestion is we must do the hard work of the farm.
Vi må gjøre det harde arbeidet som er på en gård.
We must deal with the path that are crossing the farm.
Vi må gjøre noe med den veien.
What are these?
Hva det?
These are the other people who are walking on the hearts of our children.
Det andre mennesker som går på hjertene til våre barn.
People who speak to our children.
Folk som snakker inn til våre barn.
Another voice which is an alternative to the gospel.
Et alternativ stemme til evangeliet.
Today we may say, I don't care what my children are watching. I don't care who's speaking to them. I don't even care who is teaching them in school. I don't care what they are being taught in school. As Christians, sometimes we don't take keen interest on who is walking on the heart of your child.
Det er alt for mange som ikke bryr seg om hvem det er som trykker på hjertene til våre barn.
But the reality, the more they keep walking, they will harden the heart.
Men realiteten er, jo mer man blir trykket på, jo hardere.
And the heart will not respond to the gospel.
Og hjertet vil ikke respondere til evangeliet.
Because it's a hard path.
Fordi det er en hard vei.
When you sow seed,
når du sår frø,
the Bible says some fell on the path and the bats, which is the devil, came and took them away.
Og da står det at når det faller på veien, så kommer fugler som da representerer Satan til å ta de frøene.
That's why we speak the gospel, but children have had 100 voices speaking and opposing the gospel. And we wonder why in 10-15 years we will not be having a harvest.
Og derfor er det ikke så rart når det er uendelig med stemmer som snakker inn i vår barns liv, at vi ikke kommer til om 10-15 år til å så.
Then we can talk about the rocky ground.
Da kan vi snakke om den steinlagte grunnen.
Seeds were sown, they germinated, but they could not take roots because there were rocks on the ground.
Frø blir sådd, men de får ikke røtter fordi det er for mye steiner.
I think I told you the testimony last time when I was doing driving and I tried to evangelize my driving instructor. And he was a Norwegian. I said, you know, we are driving so many hours. I said, this guy, I should ask him whether he's a Christian. So I asked him. And he told me, which God are you talking about? I told him, you know, the Jehovah, the God of heaven. He told me, you know, my mother was a Christian. And she died when I was 5 years old, out of cancer. And then in the burial, the priest talked about how God loves me. And I asked the priest, if God really loved me, why will he take away my mother when I'm 5 years? Does he think about me? And then he told me, please don't talk to me about that God. Why? Because I'm trying to sow a seed, but there is a rock. There is unanswered questions on the background.
Fortelling om en som mister sin mor som bare 5 år, og så går han til presten, og så sier han, Gud god, og så tenker han, hvordan kan Gud være god når jeg mister min mor som 5-åring? Og dette et eksempel på et frø som blir sådd på steinlagt grunn.
And someone needs to do the hard work to dig the rocks, take them away, help this person so that the soil can be ready to receive the gospel.
Så nu må komme og hjelpe og grave vekk de steinene, knuse de steinene som ligger der, så evangeliet kan bli sådd.
And then lastly, we have these thorns.
Og til slutt så har vi tornene.
He says some seeds were sown, but you know they grew among the thorns, and as they were growing, they were choked, so they didn't bear fruit.
Det var tornene ble frødd, de vokste, men de ble kvelt, så det bært ikke noe frukt.
These are the things that are competing and choking. The gospel.
Dette de som konkurrerer med evangeliet, og som kveler det.
And there are so many, they are not necessarily bad. They are good things, but the reality is that they are pushing out the time and the energy that we use for the gospel.
Dette ikke nødvendigvis de dumme tingene, men det som gjør at vi ikke får tid til evangeliet, de pusher ut, de tar den samme tida.
This is a stretched example, so forgive me. I'm an African.
Dette kanskje litt så på vidden, men dere må bare tilgi på at han fra Afrika.
But an African can be a challenge, because sometimes you need someone from outside to really tell you how your house looks like. And sometimes I sit and think.
Noen ganger sitter jeg og tenker.
My children go to almost 3-4 activities during the week.
Mine barn går til 3-4 aktiviteter I løpet.
My daughter is going for handball.
Datteren min går på håndball.
She's in the school choir.
Hun på I koret.
I take her to piano lessons.
Hun går på pianotimer.
And what else? I think there's one more. I'm forgetting.
Sikkert en til, som jeg bare har glemt.
Sometimes I think, I say, how many hours I use in the evening running and driving from one side to the other side to fulfill these activities.
Og hvor ofte tenker jeg, hvor mye tid bruker vi ikke på å løpe og kjøre for å nå disse aktivitetene?
And when she comes home, now it's almost 8 going to 9 in the night.
Og når hun kommer hjem, når det 8, nesten 9 på kvelden.
The only thing we have is that make sure I get ready and sleep because tomorrow is school.
Og det eneste jeg har tid til å gjøre klar for å gå på skolen neste dag.
Then what do? I just read maybe one verse and just pray, a short prayer, less than a minute, and please sove I morgen skolen.
Ja, det skjønte dere.
And I ask myself.
Jeg spør meg selv.
If this girl does not grow up to be committed to the Lord, who will I blame?
Hva skjer hvis denne jenta ikke vokser opp for å kjenne Jesus?
I use so much time in other activities.
Bruker så mye tid på andre aktiviteter.
Because I wish her well.
Fordi jeg ønsker at hun skulle ha det bra.
But how much time am I using her on the word of God, on the gospel, to answer the questions that she has, to know what is being taught in school, what is challenging her belief in God, and we take time to go through it. How much time do I use?
Hvor mye tid bruker vi på evangeliet? Hvor mye tid bruker vi på å lære opp våre barn I evangeliet?
Good things are choking out the gospel.
Gode ting kveler evangeliet.
So let us not be surprised.
La oss ikke være overrasket.
If we go to Judges and say, the generation came that didn't know the Lord.
La oss ikke være overrasket. Hvis det som skjedde I dommerne skjer I dag, at det kommer en ny generasjon som ikke kjenner Herren.
We must be intentional in preparing the good soil.
Vi må være intensjonelle og forberede den gode jorda.
Even as we read, someone read the verse in the beginning from Psalm 126.
Noen leste verset fra Salme 126.
That those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy.
At de som sår med frø skal høste I sanger med jubel.
Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying the harvest.
Og de som går ut for å så med slit og med tårer kommer til å høste jubelsang.
It may not be easy. It may need a lot of work, a lot of tears, hard questions, but we need to prepare the soil. We need to sow the seed if we are expecting a harvest among the next generation.
Det kan være det blir vanskelig å slite, men vi må gå ut og så frøen hvis vi vil nå den neste generasjonen.
The best gift we can give to our children and the next generation is not a welfare state, as good as it is. And that's why I have decided to stay in Norway.
Yeah.
It is not good houses as much as I bought one, and I don't want my children, at least they will start with their own house. It's not even money, but the best gift we can give to the next generation, I'm telling you, it is the gospel.
Beste gaven vi kan gi våre barn, det er ikke trygghet og overflod og penger. Det er evangeliet og Guds ord.
Which is well understood.
Som er godt forstått.
Which is rooted.
Som er rotfestet.
Which is not choked, but it's thriving, and we can expect fruit out of it.
Som ikke blir kvelt, men som vokser, og som vi kan forvente frukt av.
May God help us together.
Og Gud hjelper oss sammen.
Amen.
Amen.